This podcast is brought to you by Mytown Realty. Mytown offers cutting-edge technology to put your home search at the top of the list. Visit MytownCNY.com for more information. That's MytownCNY.com.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. I'm Kelly.
I am Stephen.
We had this fun idea to share our knowledge of real estate and our experiences while showcasing our communities and neighborhoods. And what better medium to do this than a podcast? We'll be talking about local events, hot spots, friends, family, and most importantly, about real estate.
Absolutely. So we are both licensed, full-time, family-oriented real estate salespeople who built and continue to grow successful real estate sales businesses here in Central New York. And I'm going to start. I'm actually going to introduce you, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So I went through and wrote this up about my friend here. I'm going to try not to make her too famous, but a little bit of famous is going to be fine. So this is Miss Kelly Loya. Kelly is the top agent in Syracuse on social media, the literal number one. She continually finds ways to grow and improve her business through strong relationships and brilliant marketing. She is a mom to two talented young people and aspires to teach them entrepreneurial business skills. Let me tell you, folks, those kids are really smart. All right. Kelly serves as the co-chair for the Legislative Committee on the Greater Syracuse Association of Realtors. And she was actually nominated for Realtor of the Year last year through Syracuse.com, which was very, very cool. Kelly is an aspiring author and has even spent her free time as a collective leader for the Fem City Collective, an organization that empowers women in business. This girl is constantly winning awards and is a pleasure to work with and learn from.
Wow, so that's quite an introduction. Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Now you got to follow it up. And that's the okay. Hardest part, of course.
So let me introduce my friend Steve and my colleague. Steve has lived in Central and Upstate New York all of his life. He graduated locally from Bishop Ludden. He's determined to make his way as he was working at a very young age. Eventually, he'll tell the life-changing story of how he fell in love with real estate. Choosing to stay in the community, he will demonstrate why Central New York is a great place to live. Steve has served on both the Legislative and Education Development Committees for the Greater Syracuse Association of Realtors. We actually serve on the Ledge Committee together, and it's sort of how our relationship started to blossom. Last year, Steve won the Shining Star Award through the Greater Syracuse Association of Realtors, which is a total honor. Mm-hmm. Everybody recognizes him by that. He's worked really, really hard, and you know, he really deserved that more than anybody that I know, and I'm so proud of him, and I'm proud to call him a friend and a colleague. Recently, he was also nominated to the GSAR Board of Directors, and he's one of the youngest to ever do so. He's a top local rising star in the industry with less than 2 years of experience. So, Steve, I applaud you.
Oh, thank you very much. yeah, so that award last year was really cool to win. I was up against some very good, talented realtors in our community, but I was happy to bring it home to my town, downtown here in Syracuse, New York. So now, Kelly, they have a rough idea who you are. Why don't you talk a little bit about like what you like to do, hobbies, little things like that.
Okay. Do you guys have like a full day to listen to me talk about myself?
Yeah, full day. Maybe a week, actually, folks.
All right. But seriously, so recently I have some new hobbies. I have really great physical aspirations for myself. I've been getting into some heavy weightlifting and fitness and stuff like that. Of course, I love to spend all my free time with my family and my close friends. I like to write. As Steve mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. I'm an aspiring author. I'm in the middle of writing a couple books right now, so I try to devote some time to those. I need to, you know, spend some more time on that, but it's just about prioritizing. I have an Instagram page, and I love posting on social media. Social media is one of my things. I have a personal one, and I have a business one, and I'm really obsessed with food. You could call me a foodie. I like to cook it. I like to take pictures of it. I like to eat it, share it, whatever I can do with it, try new stuff. So that's sort of what I do. When it's nice out here in central New York, I really love to go hiking. I try to get a little bit of that in.
Do you have a favorite hiking spot around here?
I do.
Let me know.
Clark's Reservation.
Oh, Clark's is great.
Yeah,
Clark's
I love it. I've been going there since I was a kid. And even when I can't get anybody to go with me, I go myself because I've always felt so safe there.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. It's serene. It really helps me center because we spread ourselves so thin. You know, mm-hmm. we're busy. We do a lot. We have a lot of goals. So really connecting with nature is something that is very, very important to me. What about you, Mr. Musician?
Yeah, so skills that aren't applicable to real estate, which I don't have very many. Yeah, I've been a musician for a while, play guitar and stuff like that. I really enjoy it. I'm more of a reader than a writer, but I'm working on a couple things as well.
So what kind of music do you play?
Oh, man, the genre, I don't know. It's mostly just rock. But I'm not too big into covers. I like to just make my own stuff and have fun with it.
Awesome.
I have a couple of loop stations, or I will play with a backing track off YouTube and just get lost in it for a couple hours. That's really where I derive the fun from it. Yeah.
You're going to play some stuff for our audience at some point,
if
right?
If I'm going to do that, I'm going to do it right. No, I'm going to take my time with it, of course.
Okay.
There's only one way
hold
to do
them
it.
To it, everybody.
Don't hold me to it. Definitely don't do that. Other hobbies than that, you know, I can't really think of anything right now. I wasn't prepared to talk about myself that much.
Well, I know that you're an avid reader. What kind of stuff do you like to read about?
That's true. So I have read 6 books in the last, 2 weeks.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I guess. They weren't, difficult reads. So a lot of real estate books, predominantly business books. I have read What They Teach You in Harvard Business School and What They Don't Teach You in Harvard Business School.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I have the summary knowledge of the entire universe now.
So you suggest that then?
Yeah, actually, those were really good books. I read them years ago when I was working in the warehouse, and it kind of got me thinking along a different track, more of an entrepreneurial track.
Gotcha.
Than being an employee.
Do you still have copies of those books?
I do, and you are free to borrow them.
I would love to borrow them.
If you will give me them back.
I'll think about it.
All right. That's what I expected. That's why I brought it up.
Awesome. So we're here to talk about, as we said, real estate. We want to share information with the public so that we can help you. We want to make sure you're getting good advice because there are a lot of places you can get advice and it's not always great advice. So we want to do that. We want to familiarize you with New York State and Central New York, Upstate New York, and seriously how awesome it is to live here. I think we've got natural bragging rights.
Yes, we do. We have Finger Lakes. We have beautiful scenery. We definitely have some natural bragging rights.
We sure do. So one of our one is our ranking in the country for the safest city from natural disasters, which is really why I love living here so much. So also, I have to add, it's safest from natural, huge, disgusting bugs, too. We don't have any of that here.
We are the opposite of Australia.
And even, I love Florida. I love vacationing there and everything. But the hurricanes, the gators in the pools, I'm not dealing with that.
It astounds me how calm some Southerners are with alligators.
Yeah.
They just walk right over to it.
Look at that cute little thing.
They're amazing.
Oh, you want to play? You want to wrestle? So another thing we love about New York is our low cost of entry to home purchasing. It's lower list prices compared to most cities this size nationally. It's remarkable. The housing market right now is awesome.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I actually have some statistics from Onondaga County, which is our area as a whole, which maybe will help people kind of understand what's going on in the market right now. So for our single family homes, we're down a little bit on our inventory. Not too much, but we're down a little bit. And what that means is prices are going up. Prices are going up a little bit more. The market is more competitive if you're a buyer. folks, it's pretty clearly a seller's market right now. Kelly,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure you've seen
oh,
something
yeah.
to that effect.
I feel so bad for some of the buyers that I've been working with for months.
I tell you what, man, I see people lose in multiple offer situations all the time right now.
Yeah, it's disheartening a little, but... Mm-hmm. You know, that's our job, is to try to keep them optimistic and, you know, let everybody know that the right thing, the right property or home is out there for you. You just have to work a little bit harder for it right now.
That's true. You got to work. You got to be willing to take some advice as well, because there are tips, tricks, and strategies that we can do to help someone write the best possible offer, offers that virtually can't lose.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's the goal. But, you know, there has to be a level of professional trust there. And ideally, I think that's what we're trying to build with everybody.
Absolutely.
Because we want to see people, when they buy their house, they buy it smart and they grow and they're successful. And if they have a family, the family becomes successful. You know, we just want to look out for people and make sure that the best possible thing happens for them.
That's right. So that's why you're here, to get good advice from us.
Absolutely. So what realtors do for you now is we're more interpreters of the data. You can have access to every website and see every house out there, but if you don't really know how to progress with it, then you really should seek professional help, I feel like. I feel like that's one of my biggest jobs now, is helping
definitely.
People figure things out.
Definitely. And I think that, you know, people with the internet and everything that everybody has available to them, I'm not going to say it, but that website that starts with a Z that we as realtors don't really favor, there's a lot of misleading information on there. And, you know, everybody thinks they can do everything on their own with the internet, but I'm, you know, I can look up on WebMD, you know, what my medical ailments may be, but, you know, I'm going to go to a doctor instead, because I'd rather put, you know, my health into the hands of a professional, and I'd rather put the biggest investment I'm probably ever going to make in the hands of a professional. And you should too.
Yeah, definitely no argument from me there. There's just so many idiosyncrasies and ways that real estate transactions can go wrong. Really kind of need to be walked through it, I feel like. But that's not to be said. Like, there is a very small segment of the population that can do their own work and pull it off and be happy and healthy. And hey, I'm all for it if you can do it.
Absolutely. And if you have any questions that you want answered, you know, from some place, from a good available resource other than the internet, feel free to reach out to us anytime via email or website or social media with any questions. And we'd love to talk about what your concerns are and what your questions are here too. So Syracuse, where we both work.
That's true. We do. Yeah.
So Syracuse has actually been named among the top 100 best places to live in the U.S. 28 out of 100 is what we scored, beating Rochester, Albany, Buffalo, and New York City. It's
Oh, we beat New York City?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
New York City was actually 80 on the list because of the cost of living. It's so expensive. It is. But you know what? Who doesn't love the city? So being in upstate and being in central New York, you're so close. It's a day trip.
4 hours.
Yeah. 4 hours to the city, done. 5.5 hours to Boston, which is another one of my favorite cities. We're really close to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, that's like an hour.
Yeah. And so it's so affordable. It's more affordable here than other U.S. metro areas. We've got a lower crime rate than similar size U.S. cities. So it makes it very popular for families and retirees. And young professionals love it too because of the cost of living and since there's so much to do.
Absolutely. We were actually, before we got on the air, we were talking about our favorite places in the city. And one of the places that came up was Funkin' Waffles. You know,
yeah.
They have a real mean music scene over there, and it's always enjoyable. I am a fan of Prime Steakhouse, which is downtown as well.
I've never had a steak from Prime.
They do a great job. It's so good. Yeah, now I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
Oh, I can't wait to try one. Mm-hmm.
It's a little on the pricey side, but once in a while, I think it's worth it.
I've got to know this, because this is something I don't know about you. How do you like your steak cooked?
Oh, medium rare.
Oh,
there is
high five, put it up there.
No,
I was just telling the kids the other day, you can't trust anybody that orders a steak well done.
No, well, I don't know the psychology behind it. I wouldn't either. I grew up and my mom would always eat raw meat. She would sear it on either side. And I feel like she would undercook it. But then I'd be like, Ma, you undercooked that. She was so committed to it. She would just eat like the blue steak, blue raw. And
yeah.
No, I can't do it that raw.
No, I definitely can't do it. I don't know where she gets it.
Yeah, it can't be that raw. Mm-hmm. But a perfectly cooked steak is...
medium rare is where it's at. Exactly. Anybody who tells you anything else...
you just can't trust them.
They can't. You know, what else are they going to do? That's weird. That's what I'm thinking.
Exactly. So other than like the music scene and the food around here, we have great schools. We've got great colleges all throughout New York State. Yeah. Can we talk about Syracuse Athletics? We sure can, but not in this episode. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, so...
great hospitals.
We do. We do have a lot of hospitals, too, which is actually really nice. Yeah. We have a big project going on right now with our Interstate 81, but I'm told it's going to be 2 to 3 years before they even break ground on it, and then it's going to be another 10 years of construction, which is, you know, no big deal.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Community grid?
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it, but you know what? I'm not a city planner, so I'm trusting our officials and the people on that board to do the right thing.
Seems to be some major contention between the suburbs and the city.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't know. It's all projection at this point. And as long as the people who are living near the sites in the city that the work is going to be done are taken care of, because we don't want to see anybody getting sick or anything ridiculous like that.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. I think the economies in the suburbs will be okay. What's good for the city is good for the surrounding areas.
Yeah, I think so. It'll make it more accessible to people coming in for work and everything
accessible. One of the best reasons to live in central New York, and we were talking about this earlier, is parking. Parking and
traffic.
There is no traffic, and I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah, go to any other city this size. Rochester? Yeah. The traffic in Rochester is a little crazy compared to Syracuse.
In the past year, I've been to Washington, D.C. Obviously, I drove all the way through there, North Carolina, and then up to around Canada area. And everywhere else is packed. I was so nervous driving in Washington, D.C.
Were you?
Yes, because my mom was a very crazy driver, like erratic all the time. not so many car accidents, but lots of speeding tickets.
Not too many car accidents, just a few. I survived.
When you're young, one seems like a big deal. And then, like,
you're traumatized by this.
I absolutely am, and I'm a super defensive driver.
You want to talk about it some more?
A little bit.
It's good to get it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. After the show, we can talk about your traumatic driving experiences. No, talk about it.
The track down there was hectic, and I'm not a fan of it. So it's one of the great reasons to live here, I think.
See, I'm a somewhat aggressive driver myself.
I get that vibe.
Maybe a little bit road ragey.
You guys can't see.
What's everybody shaking their head for?
Kelly steps sons off screen. He's shaking his head up and down.
Yeah. So, yeah, New York is full of awesome stuff. I can't tell you how many state parks there are, but maybe next time I will be able to. But there are tons of them. Beautiful state parks all over. Waterfalls, hiking trails, biking trails, camping. If you like the outdoors, there is a never-ending supply of fun and outdoorsy type stuff here.
One area you guys should go check out actually is Tinker Falls. Huge sprawling place. There's like hidden waterfalls in there. Really worth a day trip. Take the family, take your friends, go check it out.
Yeah.
I got lost there, so you know it's good.
That'd be fun to see.
We've got the Saratoga Racetrack. How about the booming craft beer and wine industry in central New York?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's so much going into artsy type stuff. There's a lot of arts. People are dedicating their time and their money to, you know, artsy type stuff and the craft beer and wine industry. I already said that. So has anybody ever heard of Pulaski? Do you know about Pulaski?
I have. One of my cousins, Margaret, actually, is a school counselor for the Pulaski School District.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So Pulaski is a beautiful, beautiful place. I'm not a huge fisher person myself, but people come from all over the country to do salmon fishing in Pulaski. And last summer, Zac Efron was in Pulaski fishing.
Who's that?
What? Oh my gosh, hold on, I'm going to Google him for you. Okay. High School Musical?
I know Zach Galifianakis. Is he anything like him?
What? Are you serious? No, he's nothing like Zach Galifianakis. What? Zach Galifianakis?
You don't know who Zach Galifianakis is? All right, I'm looking him up.
Okay. Hold on. I'm doing this. Zach Efron. I should be able to instantly cite movies that he was in because I'm a huge fan. Charlie's Saint Cloud. That was a good one. Even you'll watch that and cry. Seriously. Okay, what was he in recently? Baywatch. Yeah. So Baywatch, High School Musical, Dirty Grandpa, one of my personal favorites, but don't watch it with your children or your parents. Hairspray, Neighbors, that was a funny one. Yeah, he's in a ton of stuff. Okay. He doesn't look familiar to you? Look at that pretty face.
Oh, I see he had an Eminem face. That's interesting.
What? Oh, the hair.
I think all the kids when I was growing up had an Eminem face with bleach blonde hair. Honestly, it was like a rite of passage.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're a lot younger than me, so I don't remember that rite of passage.
Not disputing that.
Please dispute it. So, yeah, that's Zac Efron. Now show me your Zach.
All right.
Oh, the Hangover guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I know him. Oh yeah, he's super hot.
Nice. Shout out Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis, come to the Cuse.
Actually, that'd be really funny. They have that huge movie studio out in DeWitt. You know, maybe he could run it.
Yeah. There's a lot of filming stuff here too. The Baldwins. One of the Baldwin brothers lives in Skinny Atlas, and he's got some filming thing going on too. They're starting to do a lot of movies and stuff around here.
I'm all for it. Anything that makes our economy better.
Yeah.
Let's do it. That'd be exciting.
Did I ever tell you I was an extra in a movie?
No. What movie were you an extra in? Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
It was called Adult World.
It was called Adult World.
Yes. But it wasn't in...
Is that the one that was with...
John Cusack.
And Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep,
crazy.
I was. And actually, they... Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a really awesome experience. They asked me to come back and film a second time, too, which I was really honored that they did that. And I got to... I got to actually have conversations with Emma Roberts in the movie. Wow. And then
what was she like? Was she nice? Don't say anything if she wasn't nice.
So, moving forward, yeah. So they cut most of the scenes that I was in. Aww. But the experience was great. And at the end of the movie, you can see me dancing in a party.
That's
which was
cool.
Sort of cool, yeah.
You know, if I was a movie star, I don't think I'd be super nice either. I think it's kind of part of the territory.
You think so? There's plenty of nice movie stars.
That's true. But you always hear about the opposite. You don't hear about them.
Just like you always get bad reviews and not good reviews. People are naturally...
A lot of good reviews. I don't know.
No, I don't mean you. I mean, if you're looking something up online, you're going to see when people are angered by something or frustrated is when they tend to go and leave reviews. And if you're happy, you're just happy and you're not thinking about it. So I think we should all start to leave good reviews. If you want to see some good reviews...
folks, just be honest. Like, because you got to look out for each other.
Well, yeah, but don't just leave the bad reviews. Leave the good reviews. And if you want to see a ton of good reviews, visit my Facebook page, my Facebook business page. 5 stars, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
How about you?
I'm obviously a 5-star, too. So Kelly was number one in social media in Syracuse. Came in at 15th, which is pretty good considering there's 1,700 realtors.
Oh, yeah. Area. Yeah, we're the top of the line, babe.
So, next week's agenda. Tune in next week for... I can't do it seriously like that. But we're going to do the do's and definitely do not do's of home buying next week. So that'd be really fun. Check it in.
Yeah. Also, if you want more information or you want to give us some feedback, you can visit me, Kelly Loya, at my website, www.territoryboss.com. Also, check out my blogs. As Steve said, I'm a writer, so I like to blog. And then follow me on Instagram, @territoryboss. It's www.territoryboss.com and on Instagram, @territoryboss. Where can they reach you, Steve?
So, less of those things. More, if you really have a question, folks, just call me. I'm usually the first thing to get a hold of. And I prefer that. Call and text 315-882-0027. Yeah, now obviously this is not a competition between me and Kelly. We work very closely together, so don't be surprised if you reach out to one of us and the other one answers.
That's right. We're a team.
A team of friends. All right, that's it, folks. We'll see you next time.
Stay classy, Syracuse.